And of course, so much of the news that we've been covering for the last 2.5 months now has been COVID-19 related, but that's certainly not the only safety issue that folks have to be concerned about, especially now that we're heading into summer. Summer is a great time to get out and about, a lot of cool summer activities, but also there are a lot of particular concerns with summer safety. And locally, the organization Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties has released a series of a dozen videos, all short videos related to summer safety, particularly as it relates to kids and what kids should be doing to stay safe and what parents and guardians can be doing to help kids stay safe. Lindsay Bailey is with Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, also the Injury Prevention Coordinator for UNC Health. She joins us on the phone right now for more on the video series and summer safety in general. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me again, Aaron. It's great to be on.
So first of all, before we get into the specific videos, tell us about summer safety in general. What are some of the key concerns and what should folks know?
Sure. So last we talked, a couple months ago, we talked about how with the COVID-19 stay-at-home order, it was possible that we were going to see home safety issues with supervision as parents were juggling their kids with working from home and things like that. And this is going to be no different this summer, but in particular, I want folks to know that drowning is a particular concern for the summer any year, but those supervision issues are predicted by some national water safety experts. The New York Times just had an article about it, that there's a worry that drownings will go up in home pools as people can't go to their regular public pools. Kids are going to be maybe unattended, unsupervised around those private pools with no lifeguards. So there's no alternative or better solution than supervising your children when they're in the pool. Another thing I want to bring up is hot cars. Mm-hmm. So actually the Carrboro mayor, Mayor Lavelle, was kind enough to proclaim this Saturday, which would have been our Safe Kids Day event. So May 30th is Heat Stroke Awareness Day for the town of Carrboro. So you can see that proclamation online, and just remind anyone that you can that you should never leave your child in a hot car unattended, even if you're just running in for 2 minutes. Heat stroke can happen so quickly to children in particular or pets, and last year there was actually 53 children nationwide who died from just being left in the car by their parents, whether it was accidentally or they didn't think that they would be out long enough to cause any harm. And then one other thing that is a particular concern is fireworks safety. So, summer's in full swing, 4th of July is going to be here any minute, and the risk of firework injury is great no matter what type of firework you're using. There's really no type of, quote, safe fireworks, but the highest injury rate is among young people ages 5 through 9, and almost half of all firework-related injuries are from innocent bystanders, and almost half are children. So the North Carolinians for Firework Safety Coalition is ramping up their campaign to promote firework safety in the state and remind people that this year in particular, because we won't be able to go see professional firework displays, which is usually the recommendation, leave the fireworks to professionals. Since that's not an option, we need to find alternate ways besides dangerous home fireworks to celebrate, the birthday of our nation and still have a good time and do some family bonding.
Yeah, and it's got to be a different thing this year, because I know we ramp up the campaign for summer safety every single year, and every single year it's a very similar message: do this, don't do mm-hmm. that. But it's a very different year this year, and here you're talking about the importance of safety at home and around home swimming pools. And I'm thinking to myself, man, a lot of the particular safety concerns that we have typically for a summer involve travel and going to fireworks displays and public events and things like that aren't happening this year. So, okay, that's less of a worry. But now people are spending more time at home, and there's that increased danger there, right?
Definitely. I think people have a false sense of security at home pools with the fact that they're not at a public crowded pool. And yes, with more people being home, not going to professional displays, people are going to want to do fireworks. So they're going to go maybe to south of the border, you know, and off 95 and find some of those fireworks that aren't actually legal here in North Carolina.
Speaking with Lindsay Bailey again, Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, talking about summer safety and talking about it today because you just launched a new video series, a dozen fairly short, fun videos with a lot of folks around Orange and Chatham Counties, public safety people and others in the community. Tell us about the video series.
Thanks. Well, you know, typically during this time, you would see Safe Kids, like our partners, law enforcement, fire safety, and other public safety agencies from Chatham and Orange. We'd be at events, you know, doing word of mouth, talking to people face-to-face about summer safety. And we always do our Safe Kids Day event, which would have been this Saturday at the Sportsplex, not happening, unfortunately. So we had to find a creative way to get the message out when we couldn't be face-to-face. So we had this idea to take, we've got all these great partners, and we asked partners to just do their number one safety tip for the summer. So we had folks talking about pool safety, open water safety from the Army Corps of Engineers. We talked about campfire safety from Chapel Hill Fire Department. Chapel Hill Police did a lovely piece on a stranger danger and, you know, how to deal with that kind of situation if you're a child. And I can't name them all, but they're really great. I love that people would check them out. You can go to our Facebook page. We have two Facebook pages, one for Chatham and one for Orange. So there's Safe Kids Orange NC, or you can go to Safe Kids Chatham, or you can just go to our website, which is tarheeltrauma.org, and go to the injury prevention. There's a drop down with injury prevention page, and they'll be right there in front of you, and you can access all 12 of those videos just in one swoop.
Awesome. So is there one that's gotten the most attention?
Well, we did a compilation video where we put all 12 of them together, and that has gotten the most views, which surprises me because people like short and sweet. But I would say that our open water safety video with our community partner, Army Corps of Engineers, Blake Johnson, their representative, he made an awesome video about stop, throw, don't go. So if someone's drowning, you don't want to jump in after them. You want to stop yourself, find something that floats. He even demonstrates you could use something as like an empty cooler and throw it out to that person in the lake or ocean and use that. But if you go after them, you're likely to drown too. You're not going to do much help.
Again, tarheeltrauma.org is the website for more information. Safe Kids OC, is that the, or Safe Kids Orange NC?
It's Safe Kids Orange NC.
Orange NC, okay, on Facebook,
go
there.
So you don't want to find the Orange County, Los Angeles.
So many Orange counties, they've all got very similar websites. Safe Kids Orange NC on Facebook, go there, and you can get the video series as well. Speaking with Lindsay Bailey, again, Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, as we start to wrap up this conversation, if there's one starter safety tip that parents need to know, that kids need to know, that guardians need to know to keep kids safe and just to keep each other safe through the summertime, what's the first and most important thing that people should keep in mind?
I think using common sense, of course, but I know I've stressed this with kids in the past, but supervise the kids as best you can, because so many preventable injuries are caused by just, you know, turning your head for just a moment. And for adults, you know, using your best judgment when you're out at the lake, when you're at the pool, don't be like a knucklehead, you know, be smart and be safe.
Anything else that folks ought to know either about the series or about summer safety in general?
Well, I'd love to get feedback on if people have feedback for the videos and have other safety topics that you think need to be addressed or have ideas. I would love to get some comments and feedback from our community members on what they want to know about and ask questions. And we'd be so happy to answer any of your safety questions.
And again, get more info online. TarHeelTrauma.org is the website. You can also find the videos on Facebook at Safe Kids Orange NC. Lindsay Bailey, as always, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity, Aaron. It was great talking to you. Have a good day.